There's been a lot of talk going on in the world about Pope Francis' recent statement about blessing couples. And I think Father Rick is going to share with us tonight about what the Pope was really saying.
You know, I think we look at our world, and probably mostly if we look at the world, we see people who don't really recognize God. Not only don't recognize God, but if they do recognize God, that he's kind of a moral God, that he doesn't really offer us guidelines as to how we best can live. If he's kind of just, he created the world and we're on our own. If they even believe in God, if they don't believe in God, then it doesn't make any difference, because we're here on our own doing the best we can. And many times I think in that framework, people just believe the only thing I have to do is do the things that make me happy, that I get something out of my life. Problem with that is because we can't live in a functioning society with everybody going around doing whatever the heck they want to do, completely disregard other people. They don't care how they live, they don't care how they behave, they don't care about anything except getting basically what they want. And so there is, for us as Christians, a real need, I believe, to do more, to pray, for one thing, about awakening people to the reality of God in our world. And I think the other thing is, as Christians, to be genuine examples of that in the way that we live. The thing is that even when we do that, we're going to have a viewpoint. What that means, and for some people, it's going to be a more conservative viewpoint. For other people, it's going to be various degrees of a liberal viewpoint. Oftentimes it means being able to do things that are not wrong, they're not necessarily sinful, but we may take some kind of liberties. Conservative side, when it comes down to it, the more conservative people become more strict. That is, if I'm looking at the church or society, sometimes we almost make it black and white. And it's, you have to do this, or you have to do it this, and you have to do it this way, or else you're wrong and bad, perhaps evil. And I think that, you know, this is kind of the path that Pope Francis was trying to work through in our understanding of our own faith. Because if we really take a hard look at the scriptures, especially the New Testament, there are both elements there. Jesus himself and his apostles and those who wrote in the New Testament are calling people to understand that the God of the Old Testament is the same God in the New. And so the things that God was encouraging people to do in the Old Testament, God is still encouraging us to do. I mean, when Jesus came, he didn't throw out the Ten Commandments and say, no, those are useless. But it also, when we look at what Jesus does, and when we look at the apostles, they also bring some new things, sometimes maybe a broader or better understanding of how we are to live what God has invited us to when we read in the Old Testament. And the thing is that because of our society, we have, it seems like we only have two groups. It seems like we have the ultra-conservative and the ultra-liberal. I'm sure that's not the way it really is, but it seems they're the ones that make the most noise. The thing is that in the church is always trying to keep a balance. The church is always trying to walk that line that encourages us to be faithful to God and also to realize that we have responsibilities on the other side as well that frees us in a way to live our lives not just on the side of you better do this or you're going to go to hell type of thing. The other side is we have to learn how to be more loving, more forgiving, more generous, more open. And so we continually work with that in the church. I think that look at this issue, which St. Francis put out, I think it's because he was looking at the conservative side, which group, the LGBTQ group, whatever those letters stand for, coming very strong, saying that this is right, this is okay, this is normal, blah, 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 blah. And they were pushing their agenda so that they could be free to live their life the way they wanted. And you have the conservative group, which says, no, you're all going to go to hell because that's wrong. And Francis is trying to come along and say, that's not what we should be about. The thing is that I think the liberal side of the news played up a completely erroneous view of what Francis was trying to do. I mean, they were coming out saying the Pope is saying people can do whatever, marry, live together, blah, 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 blah. Then the conservatives came along and said, well, everybody's going to hell in a handbasket because the Pope has abandoned the church and the Ten Commandments and what love's about and blah, 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 blah. And boom, 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 boom. And that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is, as Christians, and it would be hoped that this would also cover those who may not be fully into the Christian faith, but even as people, that God wants us to have a respect and a care and a concern and a love for people around us. That we should behave well, if you want to put it that way. And that we should have an understanding, especially as Christians, of who we are. And that means that first and foremost, in our way of loving God, that we are called to love one another. On the other hand, we have the world of sin, which constantly imposes itself on us because even the best people in the world fail. We don't always do what we should. And for us as Catholics, we know that we can come before God and say we're sorry. The Eucharist is there to give us strength. Sacrament of Reconciliation is there to give us forgiveness, and we move on. And that's really the way it's supposed to be. If we understood that, what Pope Francis pointed out to us recently, is it really any more than that? He is not coming along and downplaying marriage, and he's not there trying to come along and say, people who live together, regardless of sexuality, it's okay for everybody. And that's not what he's about. What he's coming along and doing is saying that as human beings, we need to love one another. We need to be compassionate. We need to be kind and helpful and what have you. And we don't need to be going around, you know, hitting people. people over the head with shovels and stuff like that, that we are called to be people who help us grow and live. And so, you know, the thing that he comes along and says, basically, is the thing that he could say to all of us. When we are sinners, we are people who are in need of prayer. It's one of the reasons why, you know, at every Mass we begin with the Lord have mercy, or the Confiteor. We stand before God and say, God, we are sinners. This doesn't mean that the priest is going to stand up there and say, all you sinners, leave the church. Don't come back until you're saints. That'd be a waste of time. The other thing is, you don't say, and all you other people that are all saints already, you don't have to say the Lord have mercy and the Confiteor, because we're all going to go to heaven. That's not true either. So he's coming along and he's saying, as I see what's going on in the world, it is important for us to understand that we should be understanding that there are people who have same-sex attraction. There are other people that have other sex attraction. We understand that in the way that God made us, that for us to have a good functioning society, we encourage and support opposite sex attraction in order to bring children into the world and to build up society. There are other people that come along and they aren't concerned about any kind of attraction. As I said before, they want to do whatever they want. And they may commit even more egregious kinds of sin. They want to get rid of the people they don't like. You know, that's not right either. You know, we just can't do that. We have a responsibility to manifest the love that God has for us. So when we come to this situation where Pope Francis came along and said, here, this is something that we should practice, make an effort in. It is to bring those who are dealing with same-sex attraction and still want to be good Christians, that he comes and says, I have made it possible for us to understand that while we don't agree with this as a way of life, we offer a means by which we can support those who are trying to work through this in their life. It is not a way of encouraging people to live together in a same-sex relationship, outside of marriage, inside of marriage, whatever, however you want to phrase it, and say that it's okay. There may be a genuinely loving attraction there, and this is where they feel comfortable and feel good, but they also understand that it's not the norm. It's not really right to do. So he comes and he says that if people who are living this seek prayer, that the priest can offer prayer for them. But it is not a prayer that says, your relationship is great, keep it up, and go on home. No, that's not what it's about. It's about opening them up to the grace of God, to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that they can recognize their situation, become stronger in what God is inviting them to, and to be able to live it out better. I mean, basically, what the Pope says is, I would say normally the church has practiced. I mean, if somebody comes to confession, says that they are tempted with same-sex attraction problems, You say, you give them absolution, you say, do better. That's what you do. You don't say, get out of the church and don't come back. We don't come along and say, well, that's fine, live out your life and have fun. That's not the point. The point that Francis is trying to make is that the church is there to help them and support them. As one person said, in many ways, it's kind of like a prayer to drive out the evil, if you want to put it in those terms. It's not a way in which people are encouraged to stay in that type of relationship. You know, I mean, I've been a priest for 50 years, and I've had men and women who come and say that they're sorry that they have the same sex attraction and they're trying to deal with it. So, you know, you tell them, well, deal with it. Do the best you can, and your sin is forgiven. You know, people come who are married and are having extramarital relationships. We don't come along and say, well, get out of the church and don't come back. We say, don't do that anymore. Live your life in love with your husband or with your wife, and you're going to have to move away from this relationship. And that's what they're there for, to get the strength to make their relationship with their husband or their wife, with their spouse, stronger and better, and to learn how to deal with this other relationship that they have, which is not morally good for their marriage. But we don't come along and just throw people out. But we are here to forgive people. That's what Jesus did. As a matter of fact, this last Sunday, Jesus goes to the temple, and what happens? This guy comes up with demons. He's been living his life with this possession, and Jesus looked at the guy and said, get the heck out of here. We don't want to deal with you. No, he says to the man, leave him. And they leave. They throw him into convulsions, but they came out, and he's a new person. Because a person has evil, doesn't mean that God doesn't love them and that he doesn't want them to be a part of our family, our lives. So the thing is, God is, I think what Francis is trying to do is just help us understand that this, unfortunately, society has blown this same-sex thing all out of proportion because they had to live it kind of secretly or hide it or only go with people that accept them and all of that. And Francis is coming along and saying, no, this is a part of society, this is part of life, and we want to be able to help people deal with it in an honest way. And that means recognizing it for what it is. That it's not the norm, and therefore they need to work against that. And they need to ask God for that grace and strength. I mean, I've run into any number of people that are really trying to live the good Christian life, but they are tempted to the same-sex relationships. And does that mean they can't ever have a friendship with the person? No, but they have to be able to come along and say, I have to work with this. You just have people that, you know, I mean, sometimes you run into guys that like flowers. There's nothing wrong with them. And you run into women or girls that are tomboys. And they like them. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. That's just where they are, where they're, and they may have absolutely nothing to do with same-sex relationships. That's just their bent. That's just their personality. That's where they go. We grew up in our neighborhood with a guy across the street who was a twin, but his brother played football, and he literally was out there fooling around with flour. You know, it was one of those things, and everybody said, But the guy was a nice guy. I have no idea where he was. I know after he got out of high school and did whatever he did, he got married and had a family. But, you know, he had a little different tendency than his brother. been interesting if he was the straight guy and his brother was the gay guy, but it wasn't that way. As far as I know, they were both straight. But the fact of the matter is, we have that. We have that fact that there are people who have different ways of expressing who they are. My mother was Irish, and when she went to school, if she ran into a bully, she beat him up. That's what she did, so they wouldn't bother anymore. Was she a tomboy? I don't know. But she didn't like people pestering everybody. You knew that if somebody did something wrong, you knew that our mother was going to take the offense and straighten things out before it got carried away. But I don't think anybody ever thought of it. She was just a tough broad. What can I tell you? Anyway, the thing is that Pope Francis is just trying to come along and saying that we can't just embrace what society is saying should be okay. I think we're doing real damage to children when we come along and do that sexual surgery and stuff like that. I don't think that's right. I think they should wait till they're at least old enough. A study I just read the other day, a study that came out that said many people say that if they don't have this change, if they can't turn from being a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy, they're going to kill themselves, they're going to commit suicide. A study came out and said for many of those people, after they go through all the change, they still have tendencies towards suicide. I mean, it doesn't fix that, because you don't do cosmetic activity to change a moral outlook. I have a bad habit of looking at dirty pictures, so I'm going to poke out my eyes so I won't see it anymore. That's not going to change. I don't want to hear dirty jokes, so I'm going to puncture my eardrum so I won't hear it. That doesn't change the moral aspect. Origen was a great theologian, but he had a problem with his sexuality. So he emasculated himself. The church never made him a saint. I'm sure he was a good, holy person, but the church doesn't want to come along and say, if you want to be a saint, this is what you do. That's not the point. The point is that we live with temptation and we ask for God's grace, strength, and guidance so that we can do better. Because it's not sin, it's not merely a physical reaction to the world. It's a moral perspective we have about our world, about other people, other things, other situations, whatever it may be. And it's, you know, I'm a thief, so I'm going to cut off my hands. But I'll use my stumps to steal. It doesn't work. There has to be a moral element that enters in that says, I understand that I have to work with this. God gives us these things so that we can grow in goodness, we can grow in love, and we can grow as a human person. He doesn't make these things available to us so that we'll all go to hell. Now, he gives us these things so that we can become more and more dependent upon God's love so that we can live our life in the way that God wants us to live.